Nice to have you on the Ben Ferguson podcast. We've got a lot to cover today, and it deals with Eric Swalwell saying we're not going to give up on what's going on with what's happened with the Capitol riots. In fact, we need a 9/11 commission and a white nationalism task force, implying that everybody that voted for Donald Trump should be looked at from the government as a threat as a white nationalist, and there needs to be a task force to deal with you. Also, Joe Biden has now called for more gun control. What's actually in this gun control is a set of rules that no one could really abide by and still keep their freedom to and their right to bear arms. I'll give you those details in a moment. And also, the Minneapolis Police Department. Now Minneapolis are going to spend $6.4 million to recruit more police officers after they try to defund the police because crime's so out of control that even the liberals there are saying, okay, enough, please help us. Yes, that didn't take long, did it? Nope, not very long at all, less than a year, and they're already begging for more police officers after they said the police were terrorists. They were some sort of domestic terrorists, and we wanted to abolish the police department and get rid of them. But let me start with Swalwell tonight. You go back to impeachment, and the Democrats failed again. Donald Trump will go down history as being the most acquitted president in history. I love that. Again, use that with your family and your friends. Because they try to talk to you about how this, you know, to try to legitimize what happened with Donald Trump. There's no way to legitimize it. It's absurd what they try to do to him. And remind them that, because that'll really hack them off. But I told you with the second go-around, and I warned you, this had nothing to do really with Donald Trump. This was actually about indicting you. It was about saying, look at you. You're a white nationalist. You are a racist. You're a bigot. You're a violent person. You don't deserve to own a gun. You don't deserve to have a seat at the table if you voted for Donald Trump. Now, almost 75 million Americans voted for Donald Trump, but this was about indicting you. And it failed again miserably, and Democrats have egg all over their face, but it doesn't matter because in their mind, this was a victory. The Democrats' impeachment stunt was about declaring that you are a racist. It was not really even about Donald Trump. It was about saying, well, because of what happened on January the 6th, we have to start treating conservatives differently. We have to treat conservatives, evangelicals, white conservatives differently. We need to look at you as nothing but a white nationalist. We need to look at you as a racist. We need to treat you like a terrorist or a terrorist organization. Now, I want you to hear this conversation from MSNBC, which goes back to the point I've been warning you about. This is all about January the 6th as a way to get to cleanse Republicans from having a voice anywhere if you supported Donald Trump. This is a way for big tech to silence people. This is a way for big tech to shut down groups like Project Veritas and get rid of people like Mike Lindell and get rid of Donald Trump, the president of the United States of America at the time. This is about them saying, we're going to ban you forever and you're never allowed to come back. This is what they have done. This is how it works, right? This is it. This is everything. And Eric Swalwell is a guy that slept literally with the enemy. This is a guy who says, we need a 9/11 commission, not to look at foreign governments. No, we need a 9/11 commission to look at people that supported Donald Trump. This is a guy that actually slept with a spy, a Chinese communist spy, apparently for years. His girlfriend was a spy for China, top-level spy, using this information quite possibly to go after and kill Americans around the world, find out who our spies are. You get my point. And this guy's now lecturing us that, yeah, okay, we had another impeachment. It failed. However, we're not going to end it there. And that's exactly the question that MSNBC asked of him. MSNBC's where they say to them, well, okay, well, now what, Eric? What are you going to do now, right? You don't have this thing the second time. So are you guys just going to move on? Now, notice this MSNBC anchor. She already knows the answer to the question, and she leads him in how to answer the question. They've already talked off the air. They already set this up, right? Hey, I'm sure Eric's like, look, this is what I need you to ask me so I can go off on these terrorists, these domestic terrorists, these white nationalists, these Trump supporters, because that's really what the second impeachment was about. The first one was about Donald Trump. The second one was about the Donald Trump supporter. And that is exactly why Eric Swalwell is saying, no, this is just the beginning, folks. Yeah, we may not have impeached Donald Trump. That's okay. We're now going to use this as a catalyst for us to get a 9/11 commission, a white nationalist task force. We've just begun. We haven't ended. We're just getting started.
So is the House just going to wipe its hands of this now and move on, or will there be a 9/11 style commission looking into how January 6th happened? Is there more investigating that will be done?
There's no moving on. January 6th is a day, sadly, that we'll all remember. I do think that...
By the way, you notice that first thing, there is no moving on. You've been warned. I just warned you, and so did Eric Swalwell. There is no moving on. We are not going to say that this is over. We're not going to stop harassing Trump supporters. We're not going to stop saying that they're white nationalists. We're not going to start trying to keep taking away their rights, which go back to the gun, more gun control calls, demands from the Biden administration. I'll get to that in a second. But Eric Swalwell just said there, we're not going to end this. This is not going to just randomly stop. We're not defeated with impeachment 2.0. We're still going to go forward and go after every Trump supporter in America. This is not about Donald Trump. This is about you. And if you voted for Donald Trump.
Day, sadly, that we'll all remember. I do think that we have to take a approach that we took after September 11 and root out white nationalism, terrorism from our country. I do believe we need a September 11 style commission. Take it outside of Congress. I don't want this in Congress, frankly. I think it should be an independent commission.
So there you go. You've now been equated with the terrorist attack of 9/11. You've now been equated with Osama bin Laden and Al-Qaeda. They want to treat the insurrection at the Capitol, which, by the way, was not an armed insurrection. There were not people with a bunch of AKs or ARs or bombs. There was not a bunch of planes that were flown into buildings. There's a bunch of really angry people that obviously did something that was against the law, and they deserve to be punished for that. But to say that this is somehow growing calls for the formation of a commission to fully investigate the events of January the 6th and treat the people like they're Al-Qaeda, like 9/11, is also absurd. But then again, you just heard Eric Swalwell, we'll never let this go away. This will never end. This is good for us. So we're going to have a 9/11 commission, is what he's saying. We're going to have a white nationalism task force, and we're going to tell you that anybody who was involved or supported the president basically is Al-Qaeda and Osama bin Laden, just the same way we treated the people after 9/11. We're going to treat you after January the 6th. They're actually equating January the 6th with the same thing that happened on 9/11. And they are totally different, and everybody should know that.
Appointed outside of Congress from scholars, experts, statespersons who can tell us, what happened and how we can defeat it. And then inside Congress, that's where we can pass Adam Schiff's Protect Our Democracy Act, which would really clean up a lot of the vulnerabilities that Donald Trump exposed.
Speaking of investigating white supremacy and white nationalism, do you think the intelligence community should make a shift towards focusing more on that after everything we've seen, rather than focusing on international terrorism? Is domestic terrorism something that really needs to be taken seriously, given what we saw on January 6th?
They're going to have to do both, and they're going to need, I believe, at the Department of Justice, a white nationalism task force to make sure that they are understanding at the earliest of ages how people are being radicalized, if there are, in fact, training camps. And in our evidence, we found that the Oath Keepers, a group in particular, that they do have like training camps and an initiation process, very much like international terrorist groups do. So we're going to have to make sure we use all the tools and resources we have to find these groups, to defeat these groups, and then bring them, to justice in the courts.
So they're going to come after us like we're Al-Qaeda. Get your head around this. What puts you in the white nationalism task force? You notice that he didn't mention anything about January the 6th in his response there. This is about Donald Trump supporters. That's what this is about. This is about Donald Trump supporters. This is about Donald Trump influencers. This is about people on Facebook and Twitter, just like I'm on Facebook and Twitter, just like most of you are, and making sure we get rid of you. That's what this is about. we're going to have a 9/11 commission and a white nationalism task force to go out there and find Trump supporters, and we'll put them on the list and we'll say they're white nationalists. So if I continue to be an outspoken conservative, I now risk being called a white nationalist. I now risk being on their hit list. I now risk the federal government investigating me because I am now what they refer to as a white nationalist. Wow. Okay. That's great to know. So this is what we're going to do now. Which leads me to my second point. And a point that is very, 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 very concerning. And it deals with guns. So you want to know now what the administration has decided to do? You want to know now what they're deciding is important for them to focus on, to chat about, to talk about? It's now about taking away your guns, because these two things really go well hand in hand. Right? You go out there and you do a great job. You go out there and you do an amazing job telling everybody we have a white nationalism problem, that we have white nationalists out there that you need to be worried about, that we have issues with these white supremacists that are Trump supporters, and it gives you a really, really, really great platform to then sell gun control. Because if you tell everybody in America that there's 75 million Americans that you can't trust with a gun, that they are white nationalists, that they are domestic terrorists, that we need to treat them like Al-Qaeda on 9/11, and we need to have a 9/11-style commission, there's a lot of people that might listen to your argument for maybe these evil, quote, weapons of war should be banned. Biden has now called for more gun control, just days after failing to impeach Donald Trump for a second time, including now holding gun makers responsible for criminal actions. Now, let me explain to you how stupid this is. Why Democrats want to hold gun makers responsible for criminal actions, because they know that no one could afford the lawsuits to defend them or the insurance, and nobody would insurance them if they're held liable for the actions of others. Here's a perfect example. Imagine if every time somebody got in a car wreck where someone died or was seriously injured because they were under the influence of alcohol, that you could then sue, okay, the automobile manufacturer for killing your family member. Imagine what would happen. I want you to think about this. Imagine what would happen. Nobody could afford to sell you a car, because they don't know what you're going to do with that car. But if you say that if I get hit in a car accident, I've been in a car accident with a drunk driver, he died, we lived. If he would have killed us, and the family could have sued that, you know, Chevy, the pickup truck that he was in, Chevy would cease to exist. No one can operate under those circumstances. Imagine that if every time someone died in a house fire, you could sue the home builder. It wouldn't work. Right? It would not work if that was how the world, there's no way. What if every time someone killed somebody drunk driving, you could sue Jack Daniels or Jim Beam or Miller Lite or Coors Light? No one could afford to produce alcohol at that point. Be impossible to afford it, because you would have so many lawsuits and no one would write that insurance. That is exactly why Joe Biden is now calling for more gun control, including holding gun makers responsible for criminal actions, because they know that if they were able to do that, that there was no one out there that could sell a gun anymore. 3 years ago, you had an unhinged lunatic that walked into the Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, opened fire with a semi-automatic rifle. Out of this ensuing investigation, a committee suggested that such events could be prevented by allowing trained staff members to carry defensive firearms. In addition to banning federal dollars from being used to train teachers in self-defense, Biden used the anniversary of the Parkland shooting to reiterate his call for a unilateral ban on, quote, assault-style weapons and other gun issues. Today, I'm calling on Congress to enact common sense gun law reforms, including requiring background checks on all gun sales, banning assault weapons and high-capacity magazines, and eliminating immunity for gun manufacturers who knowingly put weapons of war on our streets. So any weapon that they decide is a weapon of war, they want you to be able to then sue if that gun is used unlawfully by an individual in society, and they want you to sue that gun manufacturer and put them out of business. They're going to do the same thing with cars. They're going to do the same thing with ladders. They're going to do the same thing with anything that can kill you. I'm serious. You can die a lot of different ways in this country. You're going to allow this to happen with everything else? They want to ban all assault weapons. The term, by the way, means nothing. It means any gun they don't like. That's what it means. When they say they want to ban assault weapons, what they say is any gun that looks scary to us, we want to ban. And by the way, if you ban assault weapons, it doesn't mean the bad guys are going to follow the rules and that they're not going to use these guns. They're going to keep using them because they don't care if they get caught. Right? They could care less. They have no desire to follow the rules. There is no possible way that any companies could survive what Joe Biden just said. He also says we're going to ban high-capacity magazines. Okay, what does that mean? That means anything that has over, they say, 10 bullets. They say no one needs more than 10 bullets in a magazine, right? High-capacity magazine, no one needs that. They say, so they picked an arbitrary number, and they said you can't have more than 10 bullets. I've been in a shooting. I can tell you 10 bullets is not that many when you have two people that are shooting at you. And let's go back to the bad guys. Do anybody think the bad guys are going to limit the size of their magazines? Of course not. They're going to be coming at you with 50 rounds, 30 rounds, 100 rounds if they want to. And they'll empty that sucker on you and pin you down until you lose because you only have 10 bullets like Barney Fife. So who does this penalize? It penalizes you, the law-abiding citizen that doesn't want to go to jail. Because the guy that's committing the crime is not going to sit there and go, hey, I'm going to commit a crime, but I'm only going to do it with 10 bullets. They're going to have the magazines that the government says you can't have. Nevertheless, this is what Democrats are focused on today. You notice they're not focused on the economy. They're focused on green alternative energy. We also had this hilarious story today of all of these windmills in Texas that are frozen solid. So they're now having to use jet engines on helicopters to spray chemicals that come from petroleum to get them unfrozen because they're doing rolling blackouts because the temperatures are so low in Texas and 50% of the turbines aren't spinning right now because they're frozen solid. But so we're going to use fossil fuels to get the helicopter in the air. Fossil fuel, we're going to use oil and gas derivatives to spray on these turbines that all the way by also use a lot of oil to spin, right, as a lubricant and hydraulic oil. And we're going to do all of this in the name of green energy. Got it. Glad we cleared that up. I'll say it again. You look at what they're doing right now, whether it is gun control, whether it's Eric Swalwell coming out and saying we need a 9/11 commission and a white nationalism task force. They're trying to control you. That is what this is about. This is nothing more than control. Make no mistake, this is about control. This is about making sure they can tell you what you can and cannot do with your life. Why do you think they're obsessed with guns right now? It's for this reason. If they can own you, if they can control you, if they can silence you, if they can take away your weapons and treat you like you are a terrorist because you voted for Donald Trump, it is game on for them. That is what this is. And let's go back to defunding the police for just a second. Minneapolis is so riddled with crime right now. So many people are dying there after they said they were going to defund the police that Minneapolis is having to spend $6.4 million in emergency funds to recruit more police officers. Minneapolis now says they're going to have to spend $6.4 million to hire dozens of police officers, even as the city council members and some activists are advocating to replace the police department altogether with a community outreach group. I'm not kidding. Minneapolis now planning the $6.4 million spree to hire dozens of police officers at a time when some city council members and activist groups have been saying, no, 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 no matter what, don't bring them back. However, so much crime has happened in Minneapolis since the death of George Floyd and the Defund the Police movement that the city council voted unanimously on Friday to approve the additional funding that police requested. The department says it only has 638 officers available to work, more than 200 fewer than usual. An unprecedented number of officers quit or went on extended medical leave after Floyd's death and the unrest that followed, which included the burning of police precincts. By the way, the people that did that, just so you know, the Vice President of the United States of America, Kamala Harris, actually raised money to bail them out of jail. They're now desperate for new recruiting classes. The city anticipates it will have 674 officers available by the end of the year, with another 28 in the hiring process. But we still have a major problem. Crime is out of control. It took them less than a year to figure out that if you defund the police, that a bunch of people are going to die because of that decision. These people are idiots. But right now, they're in charge. Right now, they are the ones calling the shots. This is all about attacking people. This is all about gun control. This is all about taking away your rights. This is all about making sure that you don't have the right to do anything. Look at how they're treating members of Congress right now, even the Democratic Party. Putting up these metal detectors, acting like that conservatives can't be trusted with guns. Members of Congress cannot be trusted with guns. You know, there's another thing about this gun control legislation. And there was this psychiatric part of the bill. This new Democratic bill would expand the ability of the government to survey and spy on gun owners. And part of this bill meant that you had to go to the government for a psychiatric evaluation. And if you didn't pass the psych evaluation, you would lose your right to own a gun or to purchase a gun or to protect and defend your family. Dana Lash, who is a Second Amendment advocate, was on Sean Hannity's show talking about this. And the question that was brought up was, okay, well, I wonder what political question they're going to ask you. Are they going to ask you if you supported Trump, and would that mean that you couldn't own a gun?
Radio talk show host Dana Lash, did I also read that they will talk to and ask for a psychological evaluation of the person's ex if they have a divorced spouse?
Yeah, Sean, and it's so good to see you again. Thanks for having me. You're
absolutely right.
I'm sure
the spouse will have wonderful
things. I know, right? And not just the spouse, because the way that H.R. 127 is written, Sean, is it even includes associates. So not just your family members, but associates also, which I'm sure, as you know, in this era of our Karen, that's going to go so well when people call the cops over somebody not wearing a mask in their backyard. But I think, honestly, the people who should have the psych evals are the people in Congress who propose this type of legislation. Those are the people who need any kind of psychiatric evaluation before they do anything, are members of Congress, not law-abiding Americans. Now, if we're going to apply this precedent to the Second Amendment, are we also now going to establish a pattern to apply it to every single right? The Second Amendment is not a second-class right, and this bill is bonkers.
Are you or have you ever been a supporter of Donald Trump? Is that going to be one of the psychological profile questions by your government psychologist?
Right. Yeah, I can only imagine some of the questions that they're going to ask. And the other really troubling part of this is that this is going to, I mean, in terms of how this is going to be determined, what is the criteria to determine whether or not someone's, I guess, mental health renders them ineligible to purchase or carry, is entirely left up to the AG. It's not actually medical professionals, Sean, that are determining the criteria, at least according to the language of the bill, but it's actually a bureaucrat, it's actually a lawmaker, a politician. It's It's the AG that's going to be determining this. So that's kind of scary. I mean, it kind of reminds me of under the Obama-Biden administration when they were determining that anyone who was a Social Security beneficiary, and this includes veterans too, that simply needed help with their finances was suddenly ineligible to carry a firearm because they needed that assistance. And they decided this. It was bureaucrats who determined it without any aid of any mental health professional. So this just compromises so many rights.
I will say it again. When you trust the government to do a psychiatric evaluation on you before they allow you to have a gun, at the same time they're saying that we need to have a 9/11 type commission to investigate Trump supporters. We need to have a 9/11 type commission to look at white nationalism. We need a white nationalism task force. And Biden pledging gun control actions, and one of these would be that you got to have a psych evaluation to even get a gun. Lord help us. Pay attention, folks, because they're coming after every aspect of your life and your rights. Every single aspect of your life and your rights they're coming after. They want to take away your right to bear arms. They want to take your right to have an opinion. They want to take away your right to who you can vote for. They want to get rid of your candidate when they don't like your candidate, just like they did not once but twice with Donald Trump. Pay attention, folks, because they're not going to stop anytime soon. Don't forget, you can always go backwards in our podcast. If you miss one of our episodes, grab one. Go backwards, check them out. Make sure you tell your family and friends about our podcast. I'll see you back here tomorrow. Have a great day.